Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Our ears are ringing. It's called tinnitus. We hope it's you calling 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
So we got an email, and it's from Sean in Duncan, the city of Duncan in British Columbia, Canada.
Yeah.
Known as Wiffle Games. And we have either spoken to Sean or dished a listing before. Sean says, thank you for the great informative entertainment.
No.
If you feel like dishing one of my listings, it hasn't been done in over a year by you guys. Thanking you in advance. So I have the item number.
Okay, let me get there.
Okay.
Tell
me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. It's 2322-5878-3629. Again, that's 2322-5878-3629.
Ah, there it is.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Why don't you read the title?
It's called R.O.B. the Robot for Nintendo NES. Excellent condition. Tested and works great. What an interesting thing this is. I think this is a...
R.O.B. the Robot. Rob the Robot.
Yeah. I think this is an old thing.
Yeah.
Mm, pretty cool. So, nice photos. Oh, really good
photos.
What
about the title, though? Excellent condition in the title.
I don't know what else you can put in there, but yeah. I think without knowing exactly, I'm assuming that having R period O period B, the robot, and then Nintendo NES is probably the most important information.
Right.
I have looked at other listings just now, and I see things like gyro spinners, and he has the gyro spinners, and they put that in the title. I wouldn't use excellent condition necessarily.
Would you tell people why?
Well, these are a bunch of words that people aren't searching on. So you're putting some information that's helpful there. But that information should go into the item condition box, if there is one.
Your title should be keyword space, keyword space, keyword space, keyword space.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, condition. It's interesting because I think this is one of those categories where there's no item condition box that the seller can enter text into. So that would explain why he's maybe trying to put that in the title. And under those circumstances, we'll agree. Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know why we don't have item description boxes for every
$249.95 Canadian, approximately $185 US.
Yeah.
Buy it now. 30-day returns.
Yeah.
Shipping is $30.77.
So I'm looking at yours, and I can find two others that are cheaper right now, even at the currency. So there's one here. Wait, oh, I found, well, because, let's see, that's 30 and 185. This is 209. I found one that's definitely cheaper, but I don't know if it's as good a deal. So make sure your price is competitive. I would say that.
Because there's one for $209.
Yeah, but it's $209 and $14.99 shipping. This is $185 and $30.56.
If they bought, you know, in the U.S.
Yeah. So love your pictures. The description, description's great. Really nice and simple. I think if I'm looking for this, I know what I'm getting. Mostly because of your photos. Your photos are really ideal. They show everything that's coming in this. Plus those little gyro spinners. I don't know what those do, but I'm sure it's totally cool. You darn kids with your video games today. Why? When we were kids, we had yo-yos. Shut up, Grandpa.
And marbles. I love
marbles.
All, and now we've lost her. Now we've lost them all. So, robotic operating buddy for Nintendo. I love the bullet points.
Yeah, the bullet points
are great.
Everything's
neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
This is a good listing.
Yeah, it's a great listing. I can't find anything wrong with it, so I'm going to throw a five at
me
it and
too.
Hope it sticks.
Okay, so Sean, what you need to do, please, is send us email to contest@voicemarketing.com that you won the, that you got a five on the dishing. You won the listing dish, and I'm going to send you a dish towel that says I had my listing dished by Griffin Lee on eBay Radio. Okay? We don't get fives often. This is a good one. You've done good, Sean. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And what are we in, the seventh segment here? Yeah. Okay, so, you know, we have these mobile apps. They're free for Apple and Android devices. You can listen to eBay Radio on the fly when you're on your way to the post office. And, you know, it's all about our live stream, okay, when we're on live. So to download the eBay mobile app for the iPhone and iPad, go to the Apple App Store and search for keywords eBay Radio, two words, eBay Radio. And then Android users, go to the Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. And then call in and tell us where and how you're listening on that device. It's terrific. All you have to do is press the button on your little, I call it the desktop on the phone, your cell phone, and it comes right up. It's a good thing. So, and it's free. So go and visit your Google Play Store or your Apple Apps Store and get our app. We appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely.
We do. So what's going on at eBay? Oh, well, we need to keep reminding them that there is an eBay Open happening. It is the end of July. It's the 25th, 26th, and 27th of July. It's in Las Vegas. Can't give you the hotel yet, but we will as soon as we can. And we'll let you know when registration is opening. So we're going to have an eBay Open. It's going to be very exciting. Griff and I are going to be there. In fact, tons of eBay employees are going to be there. As usual.
That's right.
And we're also, I was going to give you my personal prep for eBay Open before I go to an event, the spreadsheet and what I have on the spreadsheet. And you're rolling your eyes right now.
I am.
And I don't care.
I'm not rolling my
eyes. Well, you did a little while ago when I mentioned I have a spreadsheet for everything I do.
I didn't roll. So, did I roll my eyes?
I saw it. So here's what happened.
Wait, you saw it?
Mm-hmm.
How did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Are you spying on me? Did you get into the CIA toolkit?
I have tapped your whole studio.
Damn you, WikiLeaks!
Okay, so here's what I do. I was trying to find my last one, and I couldn't. But here's what I do. I have a spreadsheet, and I make sure I do this at least a month in advance in case I have to go shop for something.
Yeah.
And I put every day, like, we'll probably show up on the 22nd of July, okay? So on the 22nd, I know exactly what I'm going to wear down to the undies, the shoes, the blouse, the pants, everything, okay? That's all on that spreadsheet. The color purse I'm going to use, everything, so that when I go to pack, I know exactly what I need, and I have enough for each day that I'm going to be there. What do you do? Just throw things in a backpack?
I'm a guy. You go to the closet, you grab a bunch of stuff in one hand, and just toss it into a bag.
Okay, our telephone number is 888. I'm laughing because it's so true.
It is
true. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And we're going to have a trivia question, and it's going to be right now.
All right, what's the trivia question?
How does Lee prepare for an event? Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Got $25 gift certificate from Bubble Fest just burning a hole in my pocket.
You know what these trivia questions are turning into? It's the eBay Radio version of those Facebook posts that say, I'm just going to post this to see if anyone's listening.
Yeah. Exactly. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Now we're just having fun. It's a radio tradition.
Fun.
To give away stuff. It's so much fun to give away things.
Yeah.
And people are appreciative. I mean, everybody listening can use that $25 gift certificate. Right? Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So You know, we were doing the promoted listings questions where I was asking you questions, you remember, on page 11? And we never finished those.
We didn't.
No.
No, okay.
So on page 11. So I have, it's 11 and it goes over to page 12, I think.
Yes, I think it does.
So I have a couple of other questions to ask you about.
So ask me some questions here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, there are tips for what we already asked what ad rate is charged if a buyer clicks multiple times. We know about that. Only charges you one time.
Right.
Okay. So then there are tips for optimizing your promoted listings and rates.
That's true.
So I'll read the first bullet.
You wanna? Go ahead.
Okay. Start by bidding slightly below or at the market trend rate. This will increase the likelihood of your ads receiving impressions and clicks. You will see this rate while selecting the items you want to promote during the creation of the promotion. So eBay tells you what the market trend rate is.
The average, right.
The average.
What other
at
people
that
are,
point.
Right, exactly. For that item.
For that item.
What other people are, who are, other sellers that are opting in to promote those listings, what their rate is. We'll give you the average so you can make a starting point judgment there.
What's number two in tips for optimizing promoted listing ad
so
rates?
It's an obvious one. If you do this and you're not receiving impressions or clicks, increase your bid, especially if your category is very competitive.
Okay. Thank you, Griff.
Good information. And we'll do some more when we come back, maybe. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up, our last segment of today's show from Ask Griff and Griff.
Ask any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer. Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 401.
Promoted listings don't cost you a penny unless you actually make a sale. Teresa Cox is known on eBay as top-rated seller Club Red 97. She says it's easy and can boost your sales.
Fast and easy to set up. You get more visibility on your listings, and we all know that more eyes on a listing equals greater sales. And the biggest thing is there's no risk. You only pay if it sells. I've sold 113 items because of promoted listings and made about $2,800 in sales and paid $180 in fees. So it cost me about overall average of 6%. I'll take an extra 113 sales for 6%.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this closing segment of our show is brought to you by Adisha. Love the way you ship.
So I want to just put in one more tip for promoted listings here before we go to the event calendar.
Sure.
And also Sylvia from Springfield, Oregon is on the line with us very quickly also. So the only other thing I wanted to mention is to increase your bid if you're not receiving impressions or clicks.
Right.
Especially if your category is very competitive. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah.
Sylvia from Springfield, Oregon is on the line with us. She's known as Red Leader 98. Sylvia, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hi, I have an answer for your trivia quiz.
Okay, what is the answer?
You use spreadsheets.
Yes, I do.
Someone had their listening ears on.
Thank you very much. Send me email to contest@voicemarketing.com telling me that you won the trivia today. Okay, Sylvia?
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. We do appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Griff, you ready to read the event calendar?
I kind of am.
Okay, I want to remind everyone that you can check out the eBay Radio Seller Events calendar located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. It's where we put our podcasts. Just go to ebayradio.com and click past episodes to get to the eBay Radio Archive. Find the Seller Events calendar under Seller Resources. Click on the event's name to see the details. And we encourage all seller group organizers to please submit their next meetup to eBay Radio Seller Events calendar.
It's up at
the top of the page. It's big. Click on Submit a Seller Event. It's gigantic. In the upper right-hand corner of any eBay Radio Archives page, fill it out and submit it. Okay, Griff, you want to read the first event.
Yeah, let's go up all the way to March 16th.
Okay.
So March 9th, that's today. Greater
yes.
New York City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will take place from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. today, Thursday, March 9th, at the New York Public Library, the Columbus Branch, in the Basement Community Room in New York, New York. The topics are the 2017 Spring Seller Update and also how to research and value collectibles for maximum profit using WorthPoint. And just take a guess who the speakers are.
I think it's going to be Will Seipel and Robin Levin, but that's just me.
You get a car. You get a car.
Thank you.
You get a car.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Raleigh eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is meeting today, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Center for Excellence in Raleigh, North Carolina. The topic is taking great photos to boost your online sales. They'll have live demos plus Q&A, and attendees will receive a discount on shipping supplies. Plus, there will be cool bubble fast swag. $5 per person helps defray the cost of our exciting new location.
And on March 10th, 2017, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at the Eat and Park restaurant. You eat and then you park, apparently. So it's not the park and eat, which I would think you would do. That's the order, right? You park your car, you go inside, you order, you eat. Anyway, 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Friday, March 10th, and the topic will be interviews with successful group members.
March 16th, Atlanta, eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, and it's happening from 7 to 9 p.m., that is next Thursday, at WorthPoint headquarters. I wish I could go to this one, in Atlanta, Georgia. Topic is roundtable discussion of the 2017 Spring Seller Update.
And on March 18th, that's a Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., the eBay Oklahoma sellers group meetup will happen via Skype. And the topic will be social media marketing. Did it increase your sales?
So if you get to see Robin Levin from WorthPoint sometime in the next week or so, you want to give her a big hug.
Yeah, what's up?
She lost her fur baby yesterday.
Oh, that's always hard.
I think it was the day before yesterday. Hit by a car, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I have to send her a note.
So she called me and we talked for a while.
Oh, that's horrible.
So give her a hug. She's really hurting.
Oh, I am so
But you
sorry
know her. She'll just go through and do everything great. And, you know, you might not know, but she's hurting pretty bad.
Mm.
So Griff, how are your fur babies? Everybody doing great?
Well, now I'm crying.
Oh,
so thanks.
God. You're welcome.
They're doing great. Charles and Sadie sleep with me all night. One on each side.
And they get along beautifully already.
Yeah, they get along
and how
well.
Long have they been together now?
Since December.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Hmm. Charles is a sketch. And Tito sleeps downstairs now, so.
Because he's old?
Well, no, he doesn't get along well with Charles. he gets in his face, and you know, so they're okay in the house together, but I'm not going to force them to stay in my bedroom all night.
Yeah,
I tried doing that years ago with other things, and never worked. They still find a way.
They still find a way back into your bed.
I'm not talking about dogs, by the way, right?
They show up like a bad penny.
That's right.
Well, Griff, I want you and Howie to have a wonderful weekend. And if you're listening to us right now, please have a wonderful weekend and take a little time off for yourself. I know that as a seller, you work hard every day and you deserve to take some time off. And it's good for your health.
It is good for your health.
And it's good for you psychologically. It's good for your family. It's good for your relationships. It's good for everything.
Hey, I want to give a little shout out to some of the people that work on the show. So our chief engineer and audio archives manager is John Sell. eBay Radio's executive producer is Melissa DeMille. Our phone screener is Donna Freyer-Lyons. eBetsy is our Tuesday scriptwriter and chatboard moderator, while CJ Jacinto is our guest producer and Thursday scriptwriter. And of course, the man in the tux standing over there looking so dapper is Frank Caesar. He's our voice extraordinaire both here and when we do events as well. That wonderful deep voice. That's not me. That's not Lee. That's Frank Caesar.
Oh, really?
Right. This segment was brought to you by Adisha. Love the way you ship. And we'll be live with eBay Radio next Tuesday, March 14th. We start at 11 a.m. and we go to 2 p.m. Pacific. Join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember BULQ.com, the easy way to source.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.